Your Excellency, Monsignor Lois Uren, Archbishop of Ljubljana. Very Reverend Father Alois Slavko Snoizing, Provincial of Ljubljana. Dear sister and brothers.
Vaša Excelencija, gospod Načkov, gospod Alois Uren, spoštovani gospod provincial Alois Snoj, spoštovani bratje in sestre.
First of all, I would like to send to each one of you the warm greetings from the Salesian Don Bosco in Vietnam. We are very happy to be here, united with you in prayers and the Eucharist, to give big thanks to God when we commemorate Father Andrew Meissen, who went into heaven 10 years ago.
Predvsem bi rad vam posredoval najboljše želje Salesijancev Don Boskove skupnosti iz Vietnama. Zelo smo veseli, da smo lahko tukaj, združeni z vami, v molitvi in obhajanju Evharistije. Da bi tako se zahvalili Bogu, ko se spominjamo gospoda Andreja Meissna, ki je odšel v nebesa pred 10 leti.
From the depths of our hearts, we want to thank God for sending Father Andrew Meissen to us. We also want to express our deep gratitude to Slovenia province for sharing him to the province of Vietnam. The Salesians in Vietnam always recognize Father Andrew as the patriarch, as a giant of faith like Abraham. We are proud because our origins are venerable and holy. Such a root will bring much fruit.
Iz globine vsega našega srca se zahvaljujemo Gospodu, da nam je poslal Andreja Meissna. Želimo tudi izreči našo globoko hvaležnost slovenski salezijanski provinci, da ga je delila salezijansko skupnost v Vietnamu. Salezijanci v Vietnamu priznavamo gospoda Andreja Meissna za očaka, kot velikana vere, kot je bil Abraham. Smo ponosni, da imajo naše korine in začetki tako častitljive in svete začetke. Takšne korenine lahko prinašajo samo obilen sad.
In reality, Father Andrew Meissen was one of the first Salesian missionaries who came to Vietnam. And after 25 years, totally dedicated his whole life to the poor youth, carried out the Salesian mission, he really set up a movement to serve the young and became a precious God's gift to the country.
V resnici povedano, gospod Andrej Meissen je bil eden prvih salesijanskih misionarjev, ki so prišli v Vietnam. Po 25 letih popolne posvetitve, ko je celotno svoje življenje daroval za uboge mlade, ko je upravljal salesijansko poslanstvo, je postavil na noge široko gibanje, ki služi mladim, in je postal dragocen gospodov dar za našo deželo.
There he saw his apostolic zeal in order that his fire has warmed up the poor and the young in Vietnam. Without any sense of discrimination, he spent his day among us as a father and teacher. He shared with us in all things, sorrows, griefs, and hopes. His heart beats with our hearts. That counts much to us. Each one of us can find room in his affection and love. Then he looked for how to develop the values of country with a view to evangelization. He showed no weariness to this apostolate.
Pokazal je veliko apostolsko nemo, da bi tako svojim ognjem pridobil mlade in revne v Vietnamu. Brez kakršnega koli razlikovanja je preživljal, daroval svoje dneve med nami kot oče in učitelj. Z nami je podelil vse, bolečine, težave, upanja. Njegovo srce je bilo z našimi srci. To nam zelo veliko pomeni. Vsak izmed nas lahko najde prostor in je lahko našel prostor v njegovem odnosu in njegovi ljubezni. Potem je videl, kako so se razvijale vrednote te naše dežele, kamor je prenesel evangelij. Ni pokazal nobene zaskrbljenosti, da se to delo ne bi širilo naprej.
So he taught us how to attach to Jesus. friendship with Jesus and discipleship worth any cost. He often said that life is beautiful. Life is grace. How beautiful. The grace of serving God in joy. The grace of welcoming God's will. The grace of being faithful to Christ, which is never ashamed.
Tako nas je učil, kako naj se povežemo z Jezusom. Prijateljstvo z Jezusom in biti učenec za vsako ceno. Pogostokrat je dejal, da je življenje čudovito, da je življenje milost. Kako čudovita milost služiti Gospodu v veselju. Milost sprejeti Gospodovo voljo. Milost, da smo verni Gospodu, ki nas nikoli ne pusti na cedilu.
We truly do our best to assimilate his precious lessons. The content was simple. However, it became attractive with his great example. We all understand what the holiness means. It is a day-by-day obligation, live in a great love and self-denial.
Zares se trudimo, skušamo deti, kar je največ mogoče, da bi sprejeli njegov dragocen nauk. Sporočilo je bilo preprosto, vendar je postal on sam za nas najboljši zgled. Dobro razumemo, kaj pomeni svetost. To je vsakodnevna obveznost in naloga, da živimo v veliki ljubezni in samoodpovedi.
We found that the charmful personality of Father Andrew Mason lie in the harmony. He behaved himself as a voluntarily poor missionary with undivided love for Christ and his church. He harmonized many gifts into the wonderful ability to guide as a teacher, to nurture us as a father with motherly love, to instill a love for the poor, to accompany the youth through the difficult times as a friend indeed. He looked like an icon of the good shepherd among all kinds of people, boys and girls, men and women. Living the Salesian spirit at the extraordinary intensity, he was indeed a venerable of God, a holy educator to make good educators. He was a genuine offspring of Don Bosco. May he keep on praying to us all so that to be faithful to our Salesian charismatic identity.
Don Majcenova privlačna osebnost je ležala predvsem tem, da je bilo njegovo življenje zelo skladno. Živel je kot prostovoljen, ubog misionar, z nerazdeljenim srcem za Kristusa in njegovo cerkev. Uspel je uskladiti številne darove v čudovito sposobnost, da je postal voditelj kot učitelj, da je gojil kot oče materinsko ljubezni od te skupnosti, da je spodbujal ljubezen za revne, da je spremljal mlade skozi težke čase kot prijatelj in to vsej predanosti. Izgledal je kot podoba, ikona dobrega pastirja med različnimi vrstami ljudi, dečki in deklicami, možmi in ženami. Živel je salezijanskega duha z neverjetno izjemno zauzetostjo. Bil je zares častitljiv od Gospoda. Svet vzgojitelj, da bi tako vzgojil dobre vzgojitelje. Bil je izviren Don Boskov učenec. Naj naprej moli za nas, da bi tudi mi bili zvesti Don Boskovi karizmatični osebnosti.
So we pray, Father Andrew Mason, please continue caring for us all in the God's beatific presence.
In zato tudi mi prosimo, oče Andrej Majcen, prosimo še naprej skrbi za nas, tudi v Božji blaženi navzočnosti.
Thank you very much, Your Excellency, Monsignor Alois Uran, a Bishop of Ljubljana. Big thanks to very Reverend Father Alois Locus Noisy, Provincial of Ljubljana. And thank you, everybody.
Gospod nadškof, lepo se vam zahvalimo za vašo navzočnost. Hvala lepa vam, gospod inšpektor. Lepa hvala vsakemu izmed vas.